You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20. I read, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." Brethren, we need to constantly remind ourselves of some basic truth. We may know it, but it's always good to remind ourselves. I want to pay particular attention to that verse 20, where Jesus said, "Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you." Now, the commission, what we usually call the Great Commission, is this. But many people have interpreted this to mean that we should just go and tell people to accept Jesus Christ. That's not the commission. That's not what Jesus asked us to do. What did he say we should do? Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. Essentially, Jesus is saying, go and teach everything I taught you. So just for a moment, pause and think of everything that Jesus taught. They asked Jesus about divorce. He responded. He didn't shy away from it. He didn't sweep it under the carpet. Some people didn't like it. Some people learned from it. But Jesus did not shy away from it. Did Jesus teach about adultery? Yes. Did he teach about vows? Yes. Did he teach about marriage? Yes. Somebody saw my post on marriage and said, stop doing marriage counseling. Just face the preaching of the gospel. What exactly is the gospel? It's because likely we have grown to see people who do not actually do what God calls us to do. They have swept many things under the carpet. The focus of several men of God is not to teach everything Jesus taught. Is simply to bring a narrow teaching that mostly is aimed at just collecting money at the end of the day. The commission that God had called his servant to is to teach everything Jesus taught. Did he teach against covetousness? Yes, he did. Did he teach about hypocrisy? Yes, he did. So if I should speak about hypocrisy now, people say, no, stop all this hypocrisy teaching. Just go and preach the gospel. What exactly is that gospel? The gospel is the message of Christ. Anything that Jesus taught, we must teach. We must not sweep anything under the carpet. Paul said, I have declared to you the whole counsel of God. That's the work of a minister. Your work as a minister of God is not to teach what the headquarters want you to teach. It's to teach everything Jesus commanded us to teach. If that's not what you are focusing on, you are not doing the work of God. You are just basically wasting your time. If he has committed to the ministry of the word of God to you, you must teach everything. Do you know why Paul was persecuted? Because he was preaching that we are no more under the law. He was preaching that the righteousness that we have now is by faith in Christ Jesus. That the righteousness of the law is fulfilled in us. People don't like it. If we come out now and say that, see, if you continue to, that it is even impossible to practice tithing. People won't like it. They say, leave this tithing issue, preach the gospel. No. See, you won't even understand that gospel. Because that's the gospel I'm preaching to you. I'm telling you that God is not waiting to receive 10% of your salary monthly. They say, no, it's not law. Abraham did it. Did you see where Abraham paid tithe monthly, weekly, yearly? Did you see where he ever paid anything from his own farm produce? Was it not from the spoils of war? Is that not what is written in the scriptures? Because many of these kind of issues have been swept under the carpet. People don't want anybody to talk about it. But brethren, please keep in mind, the gospel is everything that Jesus taught. Thank you for listening. For inquiries and counseling, please reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.